and now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
And thank you for that introduction, sir, and welcome to the Thursday Roundtable. My voice is a little bit different. I got my first COVID vaccine yesterday. I get the second one on St. Patrick's Day, so I'll be a little leprechaun by then. But I'm unable to take my juniper allergy medicine because of this for a week. So I'm kind of hoarse around the collar here. But we'll press on because why not? We have all things Prescott Valley to talk about today. We'll be back with, before I get that, I got my shot at the VA hospital, and I have to laugh. There was 50 or 60 guys there, old guys like me, milling around just like we were in basic training, and we were checked in, checked out, given a shot, and out of there in 15, 20 minutes, 50 to 100 of us at least. And they did another group that afternoon. It just seems to me maybe the military should be in charge of the vaccines and distribution because everybody else seems to be kicking a can down the road. I don't know. But anyhow, thank you, VA. All right, we'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable in just a few minutes. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, and other great cities, KQ&A.com.
You know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and close Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Bruce, this isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-do.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and now the NRA is fighting back. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Biden and the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV. It's on all major cable systems. Check your guide or call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. And download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us now. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too.
This is Scotty Fleming here to tell you that Courtesy Auto Sales is here for the long haul. Rather than selling vehicles not up to our standards, we waited until we found the right vehicles at the best prices. We sell what people want to buy and have rebuilt our inventory with top-of-the-line diesels, lifted trucks, and Toyota 4x4s. Great prices, outstanding financing, uncommon courtesy. Located next to Walgreens on 89A in Cottonwood. CourtesyAutoSales.net.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Ah, yes. Friend of those who want no friends. Smiling back at you this Thursday afternoon, Isabella Chuning. Hello. Hi. How are you? You are a coordinator for all things park and recreation, or?
All things arts and culture for the town.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have a friend with you?
Yeah. So we also have Marissa here.
Hi, I'm a coordinator. I oversee aquatics, so I'm the aquatics coordinator.
Right. First thing we're going to do is we're going to give some job opportunities right now.
Yes, we're hiring for our upcoming pool season. Our opening weekend is Memorial Day, and we go through August. We're looking for lifeguards, swim instructors, office manager, concessions workers, office workers. We need about 45 people to staff our pool.
Wow.
Yeah, we offer swim lessons, kids as young as 6 months, all the way up through high school age. We have open swim we need lifeguards for. We offer aqua aerobics, therapy swim. We have all different opportunities and schedules that we can accommodate and work with.
Well, this starts when, Memorial Day?
We start, the pool opens Memorial Day, but we are hiring now.
Oh, yeah.
And we will do in-person hiring March 19th and March 20th.
Okay.
At the pool. We'll be there on the 19th from 2 to 5 and on the 20th from 10 to 2. So if anybody wanted to come out, they could apply that way. But they can also apply online at pvaz.net. And they can also call us if they have questions at 928-759-5519.
And it pays how much?
So the different positions pay different rates. You got to be 15 to apply and 16 to teach swim lessons. But our lifeguard one starts at 12:30 an hour. Our lead lifeguards, typically we do want some previous experience. That starts at 13:30 an hour. We have our office manager, which starts at 14:75, and then our concessions and our office staff start at 12:15.
And the pool is open, is it open 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
All summer long?
All summer long, yeah. We have a variety of programs, like I said, throughout the day. We start our day usually with lap swim. We'll have some aqua aerobics in there, a couple open swim sessions, some swim lessons going on. Try to accommodate everybody in the community that we can.
It just, I can't tell you how nice that sounds. It's so cold out.
We were ready for some sunshine, that's for sure.
Yes, it's supposed to be up to maybe 60 by the first of the week. So
my fingers are crossed.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's a job opportunity for 40-some people.
Yeah, lots of people. It's a
mostly,
great job.
Mostly young people.
We do get a lot of teenagers, younger college students. Mm-hmm. It is a seasonal summer job. We'd love to see people come back as well. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun to be out at the pool in the summer.
Okay. And then, again, people, if they want to call.
Yes, call us at 928-759-5519 or go online to pvaz.net.
Okay. We'll rehash that again for people who join us later.
Perfect.
Now, Isabella, arts, one of the things I wanted to talk about was something that one of our employees, Link Elliott, was so proud of.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Link is actually the chairperson of the Arts and Culture Commission. So she's highly involved in all the projects we have going on. And we have a really exciting year this year because we were the benefactors of a really generous donation from a local family. They actually donated $500,000 to the town of Prescott Valley. It's incredible. And we had these, you know, wish list items that we never knew if or when we would be able to accomplish them. But they were on the back burner. They were on the wish list. And because of this donation, we are able to accomplish them this year. So the donor was a sculptor himself. He was a pilot. He was a lot of things, but in hobby, he was a sculptor. And so one of the things he wanted to see his money go towards was beautification projects and sculpture projects. So We have two huge sculpture projects going on this year. They're in production right now, and you're going to see them installed throughout the year.
On the campus?
Yeah, at the Civic Center campus. Yeah. So they're going to be part of our Art at the Center collection, which currently is 34 pieces of sculpture all throughout the Civic Center. You've probably seen some at our local parks as well. They're kind of scattered about. But these two pieces are going to go on opposite corners of the Civic Center, kind of bookending the Civic Center where the entrance is near the library and where the entrance is near the police department.
And yeah. I find this interesting that this artwork is touchable. Everything, you know, you can walk up to it and
admire
it.
Oh, yeah, very interactive.
It. You know, it's not one of the things that you step back, please don't touch anything.
Yeah, no, this is public art. So these pieces are, one, they're made to be, they're made to withstand time, elements, kids.
Seven-year-old hands.
Yep. Completely.
Don't touch that, Jimmy.
They're both interactive and also safe for, you know, if kids climb on them. But so the one piece that's going near the police station is a flora and fauna representation of our local area. So it's going to be produced by our local artist. His name is Tom White. He actually lives in Prescott Valley, but he's world-renowned, and we're so lucky that we have talented people like him who live here. And he applied amongst with about 17 other artists from all over the country to have this sculpture produced, and he was the one who was selected. And it's a really beautiful bronze lifelike sculpture of two antelope, a male and a female, and then a century plant in bloom, and a little javelina.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
They're going to be all kind of standing together next to a pond that's actually going to be a recirculating fountain element.
Now, is this the pond, is that like a little wading pool too?
It's not going to be something that you can go into.
Okay.
But it's designed with a little bench right next to the water. So you can sit
and reflect.
Exactly. Yeah. You can listen to the water and look at the sculpture. It's going to be a really nice little moment there. And also, you know, we're losing our pronghorn as the years go on. And so hopefully this is
an homage
memory
to them,
of them. And we have seen the clay renderings that he's produced so far, and they're looking incredible. And we're really excited about getting that finished. It's going to be installed in November of 2021.
So everything's happening this year, but just a month at a time, a little bit at a time.
A little bit at a time, yeah. These things take a long time to produce, and the artists are producing them very quickly as it is for us, because we've asked for these projects to be expedited. We're excited.
Yeah, and all this because of a very sizable grant.
Yeah, donation.
This is not tax money.
No, absolutely not. None of it is. It's funded entirely by this donation. So, like I said earlier, these were wish list items, things that we thought, gosh, one day, wouldn't it be great if we could do this? And now we can because of this donation. So the other sculpture that we're having produced is actually more of a historical monument, and it's the history of our area. It tells the story. So it's a four-sided obelisk shape, kind of a pyramid shape, but four-sided, and it tells the story of the ranching history that we have here, the Yavapai tribe history, and the gold mining history. And then the fourth side is the future, where we are now and the future.
And where we're going.
Where we're going.
And
so,
we're going to go with lots of artwork.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, that's not the last thing we do, folks. That's one of the first things we do.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable. You're listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, KQ&A.com.
The name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's taken months,
a lot of hard work,
and now we're done.
At Findlay Buick GMC Pre-Owned Center, we have built our inventory to perfection. We have a great selection of the top models from all manufacturers. GMC, Buick, Ford, Dodge, Ram, plus other popular imports. Findlay Buick GMC will price match any dealer in Arizona by $500 on the same make, model, year, and features. We have pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit any style and budget. We have vehicles starting at only $500. Yes, that's the price, not the payment. Plus, we have a full range of GMC certified pre-owned vehicles which are thoroughly inspected and reconditioned before you buy and come with a scheduled maintenance program and two factory-backed warranties, a 6-year 100,000-mile power warranty plus roadside assistance and 12-month 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. We have financing as low as 1.9% and the best service in the state that backs it all up. Make the used car or truck buy of the year now. Get to Findlay Buick GMC in Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com and at 928-445-7350. Offers offered credit plus title, tax, license, and dealer documentation fees.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
I'm Chuck Roberts. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in Prescott Valley arts and crafts-wise, and then talk about your job opportunities. But what are some of the other things that you want to mention to the people that live in this area that's going on?
Yeah, so a big thing we have coming up is our Eggstravaganza and Family Arts Festival event. So I know it sounds a little weird having an event right now, but it's actually a It's actually a drive-through event. It's going to be really fun, and it's also going to be safe for everyone. So,
How does it work?
So how it works is if you're familiar with the Valley of Lights, which most people are at Christmas time down at Fane Park, we're stealing the idea there. So we're doing a drive-through in the exact same setup, and there's going to be displays on the side of the road. There's going to be live performances on the sides of the road. The Easter Bunny, Little Bo Peep will be there interacting from outside the cars. We're going to have giveaways, an actual egg hunt outside of the cars that you can see the eggs in the trees and hidden behind things. And you're going to drive through exactly like you would for Valley of Lights. So
then there'll be an area to pull off that are set aside for families to kind of look for the eggs.
So it's actually going to be as you drive through, you'll try and spot the eggs as you drive along. Just like for Valley of Lights, how you're looking out one window and then the next to try and catch everything. So, and we're going to have a little goodie bag for every kid who comes through as well. So it's actually, I think it's going to be a really fun event for families. It's free, of course, to everyone who comes. And it's on the 27th and starts at 10.
The 27th of March.
March, yes, yeah. Thank you.
Just to be sure.
27th of March, that Easter weekend, and 10 to noon. And just show up at Fane Park like you would normally for Valley of Lights, and you won't be able to miss the train of cars, I'm sure.
Yeah, the kids will help find it, too.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about the swimming pool opening up. Now, is you going to when you start hiring people, are you going to have to test them to see if they're really,
That's a really great question. So we certify all of our lifeguards. We don't expect you to come to us certified.
I know how to swim.
Yeah, we hope that you know how to swim. That is definitely a prerequisite.
Yeah.
But we do hope, our goal is to have all our training the last 2 weekends of April. We'll get our lifeguards trained and certified. And then you can take that lifeguard certification anywhere you go. Also, a lot of our lifeguards go back to school, to college, and they can work at their rec centers, at the pools. It's a great thing to have. So, yes, we are happy to train you and teach you everything you need.
So you have people there that are going to do the training?
Yeah, we have.
Certified?
Absolutely. We have a lifeguard instructor on staff.
Does this include CPR?
It is. It's CPR, first aid, AED, and shallow water lifeguarding.
And, again, this is for 15 and up?
15 yes, 15 and up. You do have to be 16 to teach swim lessons, but you can be a lifeguard at 15.
And one of the things that you mentioned earlier is we have, like, 40 to 45 job openings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That we have to staff
the
entire pool.
Summer work, yeah.
Absolutely, and we will give you hours. We want you to work. We need you to work. We got a lot of community members that love the pool, and we need to accommodate that.
And $12 and up an hour.
Yeah, starts at $12.15 for concessions. Lifeguards are a little bit more at $12.30, and it just goes up from there.
And you mentioned you needed kind of like a concession manager, so a little experience on that would help?
Yeah, we're looking for an office manager. The office manager runs our concessions as well as our office. It does help if you have some experience, but depending on your background and who applies, we'll see what we come up with.
Okay. More information? Give you a call.
Yes, call us at 928-759-5519 or check out our website at pvaz.net.
Okay, and that's under the recreation department?
Yeah, it's under employment. So you can click on employment, and it'll have all the jobs that are available for the town at the moment, and you'll see us there. Just click and apply.
And then a quick closeout on, we're talking about all the arts and beautiful things that are going on in the community. And they get started, I guess, right now and run through November.
Yeah.
A little bit every month.
We're already underway with a lot of these projects, but you're going to see them going in August and November of this year. You'll see big reveals. And a great way to follow along is through our Facebook and Instagram for the arts. It's at Prescott Valley Arts on Facebook and Instagram. We post every day updates on these projects and other things. Parks and Recreation also has their own page where you'll see updates about our pool and hiring, and that's at PV Parks and Rec.
And I have a feeling that even though you won't, maybe it's not your bailiwick, but pretty soon we'll start talking about umpires and softball.
Spring softball is coming up soon. Some of the divisions are already filled up. We're always looking for umpires. Yeah. We're currently looking for refs for volleyball and basketball as well. You'll find that information at the same employment page.
Yeah, I had a feeling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're always
everybody's
looking for
just
those.
Trying to get outside, get some sunshine, and it's it's one of those things we look forward to by March.
Definitely, anyhow. Yeah.
Okay. For more information, for example, if somebody wants to donate some artwork or find out how they can donate money towards a project,
definitely.
How do we do that?
Yeah. So they can contact me directly. We take a lot of art donations. We go ahead and look at them all individually. And if you want to support the arts, you can also do that through contacting me directly. So, again, my name is Isabella Tuning, and you can reach me at 928-759-3127 or email me at ichewning@pvaz.net. You can also just stop into the Parks and Recreation main office in the Civic Center to find out more about all the things we've talked about. About the arts, about
so much going on.
We have a lot going on, and everything is centralized in the Parks and Rec office in the Civic Center.
I'm very excited and so grateful for that big donation to help spur everybody's imagination.
Definitely.
Thank you very much, ladies, for being with us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a time out. We'll be back with who am I coming back with?
Cutter.
Chamberlain. Yeah.
Our new employee at the town.
He's an economic development director.
He is, yes.
And we're going to talk to him about all the other things that are going on there, building up new retail and
very
whatever.
Very exciting stuff.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. We'll be back
with more
on the Thursday Roundtable right after these words on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, KQNA.com.
At Affinity RV, you get a home where the view This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
An injury, medical condition, or the wear and tear of life. They can all keep you from the activities you enjoy. If an orthopedic procedure is on your horizon, or if you need care for an accident that results in a fracture or other injury, choose Dr. Francisco Jaume with Dignity Health Yavapai Regional Medical Group. Dr. Jaume has the experience you want when you're facing a potentially life-changing condition. He's a board-certified orthopedic specialist skilled in the latest surgical procedures. Dr. Jaume specializes in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, hand and shoulder surgery, fracture and tendon repair, joint replacements, and most of all, helping you enjoy life again. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/YRMC or call 928-708-4545. Hello, human kindness.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
We're KQ&A.
AM 1130 and 99.9 FM, Chino Valley, Prescott Valley, and Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon. I'm Gregory Scott reporting on this Thursday, February the 18th. Back to Talk of the Town in just a moment. But first, a quick check of news and weather from the Talk of the Quad Cities. Brought to you by the Prescott Brewing Company. Prescott's newest air provider is now in service. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held at the Prescott Regional Airport on Monday to welcome the inaugural flight of Boutique Air. Boutique is offering twice daily flights to and from Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, except for Saturdays. Brian Conrad, Vice President of Business Operations, explains why Boutique is unique.
We offer a smaller type of aircraft. It's an 8-seat aircraft called a Pilatus PC-12. And if you check us out on our website, you'll see that it does look like a private jet, and our slogan goes, fly private for the cost of commercials. So you're not paying the price of a private flight.
Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli says this will hopefully be a popular option.
I-17 can be very problematic or unpredictable in terms of how much time it's going to take to get down there, and sometimes the highway is even shut down. I know people have driven down the day before and gotten a hotel room.
Dignitaries who offered virtual congratulations included Governor Doug Ducey, Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown, Prescott Valley Mayor Cal Palguda, Chino Valley Mayor Jack Miller, and Dewey Humboldt Mayor John Hughes. The winter storm back east is having an effect on COVID-19 vaccination clinics in Yavapai County. Dignity Health, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, has canceled all scheduled appointments today at the vaccination site at the old Sears building at the Prescott Gateway Mall. This was a second dose clinic, and all scheduled appointments are being moved to Thursday, March 4th. Statewide Banner Health Chief Clinical Officer Marjorie Bessel describes what else is being affected.
The supplies that we need to be able to distribute and provide vaccine to patients. So we are currently also waiting for supplies such as needles and syringes that have been affected by weather.
Joshua LeBaire, head of Arizona State University's Biodesign Institute, says there's some good news for those who have received their first shots and are now getting their second dose.
In the case of the two-dose vaccines, that means after the second dose, roughly a week to 2 weeks after that second dose, people who are vaccinated can interact with each other in the way that they did in the past.
Spectrum Healthcare, which is administering the Moderna vaccine, has closed its vaccination stations at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley and Verde Valley Christian Church in Cottonwood. They are expected to reopen tomorrow. In your KQ&A weather forecast for the Prescott area, looking at clear skies on into the evening, a low of 26 degrees, overnight sunny on Friday with a high of 60 tomorrow, breezy over the weekend, still sunny, temperatures in the mid to upper 50s on Saturday and Sunday. In the Verde Valley, mostly clear tonight with a low of 29.
sunshine. Sunny on Friday, 65 degrees the high. Sunshine over the weekend, winds up to 30 miles per hour. Temperatures in the middle 60s. An edge forecast from AM 1130 by 99.9 FM Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, that's me. Thanks for pointing that out to me. Well, we're going to try and get a quick visit now with our friend Cutter Chamberlain. Cutter, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I appreciate you taking time out to visit with us. You got a pretty busy schedule going on. How long?
Oh my gosh, it's crazy over here.
You are the head of economic development for the town of Prescott Valley, and you came up here from where?
Yuma, Arizona. Was raised in Yuma, and I actually lived up in the area from here. 95, went out to Chino Valley. Graduated high school out there.
Oh, really?
And then, yeah, so I'm totally familiar with the area. And then I even lived in PV for a couple years before I went back down to be with family. So, yeah, like I said, I've been here since the late 90s, and I've seen this place just explode to what it is. It's crazy.
Yeah, you, although some people probably wouldn't recognize it now, I guess. Well, I mean, what is the object that you have right now in terms of economic development? Is it more job creation, employment, you know, people to hire people, or more retail, or both, or how do you look at it?
Well, a little bit of both. Definitely the retail commercial side is what I focus on. My job specifically is to attract those businesses to Prescott Valley and let them know, you know, just how great of a place it is and why they should come here versus anywhere else. It is, of course, job creation. Some businesses are, you know, definitely smaller than others. Docket is definitely grocery store. I hear that so much here. It's unbelievable, and I do know that there is a definite need for one. So that's on my radar.
Well, everybody was upset when Sam's Club closed up. So there's a big, big old empty building right down there, but who knows?
Well, and even that building, you know, right when I took this job, I mean, that was the first thing I noticed is I hate seeing empty, retail space, and especially that one. Oh my gosh, that shopping center is fantastic. And, like you said, that's a big void right there. And so we are definitely working on that. I've already been in contact with, the developer over there. Sam's Club, Walmart, they still own the building, but we are trying to remedy that so that we can, definitely get somebody in there that's been empty too long.
And I, you know, obviously you can say, okay, it's going to be another Sam's Club type thing, or really, I don't know, bowling alley, a skating rink. I guess there's lots of opportunities for recreation there.
There is. Yeah. Right now, I think it's technically zoned for retail. I think they'd have to get all the other businesses in
sign
that market,
that.
Yeah, to sign off on something different, which, you know, they might. I mean, especially if it's going to bring in more traffic, foot traffic to that location. I think that it would be beneficial no matter what lands in there, really. I think it'll definitely bring in, like I said, that extra traffic and help all the other businesses there.
Cutter, I'm focusing on that particular area, but when I look at and I live in Prescott Valley, when I look at the community, awful lot of housing being developed, and it looks like we're moving to the northeast.
That's pretty much all we got now.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, they're doing so many houses. It's unreal. This place is just exploding. I think that we're on the right trajectory here. You know, and yeah, we're definitely moving that way. The town has grown so fast and so rapid. It's a little hard to keep up, you know, catch up with everything, especially for the businesses and what needs to be here. Definitely electronic stores, apparel, things like that. But I'm just going to really specifically focus on making this place appealing. You know, it's already beautiful. The weather's fantastic. The scenery. It's in the proximity to the interstate and Phoenix area. I mean, in my book, there's no better place, you know, to come establish a business.
And we do have some basic employment, large employers in this area, and so I don't know that we have to have another giant, you know, construction company building or whatever.
Exactly.
But
mm-hmm.
I wonder if. The horse racing track, is that, do you think that's ever going to reopen again?
I don't know. You know, I hope so. Maybe with the amount of people that are moving into town from outside the area, you know, maybe they'll kick that back up. I do know that there are hopes. Can't say that there's plans for sure, because it's all kind of got to go through the process, but they are trying to put another sports facility thing out there that might draw some, you know, traffic out that way. I know it is kind of far, but that is a great location.
It's all relative as far as far, but can you give me a hint? Can you give me a hint?
It might be that, as long as everything goes through, it might be that Wheelhouse Sports Complex. I don't know if you've heard anything about it. It's like a roller rink. It's got a couple different, roller rinks and things like that, and a little concession stand. And so it is all indoor, which would be fantastic for up here, you know, can't ever be too cold, too hot, whatever. And it would give the kids and even adults something to do, like I said, any day of the week, rain or shine. So,
and you had mentioned that some people were talking about getting more grocery stores in. Is that right?
Yeah, so, I mean, and it's kind of obvious. If you do shop in town here in PV, you go to any store and it's packed.
But that's
things
good.
Are scarce. Yeah. It is. But what happens is, like, we have a lot of people, like, if you look towards the Dewey Humboldt area, that side of town. Yeah. They're, you know, they're unserved. They don't have any kind of grocery. So they have to at least drive, you know, 15, 20 minutes to come here. And of course we want them to, but it would be nice. I'm sure those people over there in the Quilwa neighborhood and everywhere else that they would really appreciate something down there. Another location, like you said, a lot of people are moving towards the Northeast, you know, so we've got about 10,000 unserved people up there. So it's the same thing. We've got these neighborhoods popping up in these certain areas, which is fantastic, but it's just they're looking to have something closer to home.
Cutter, when you know, I have a feeling you don't just sit around and wait for somebody to call. Do you go to trade shows, or how do you kind of get the word out about Northern Arizona and Prescott Valley? And
well, that is the plan. Once this
are there like conventions or something?
Yeah. There's a few conventions and stuff, and a lot of the businesses, you know, they kind of know what they're looking for, you know, like if there was a big retail business going into Phoenix, you know, that's kind of hard competition for us here up north, you know, but what I want to do is completely change, you know, all the kind of looks, any marketing material that the city has itself to push out there so I can try to grab that attention from any of these developers or the real estate groups, you know, before we lose their interest.
I guess the COVID-19 is such a little bugaboo in the background, because everybody's kind of, well, let's wait till everything gets back to normal. Well,
yep.
But you want normal, you know, we want to be first in line when it's normal.
Exactly.
And so when I think of the Toyota Center, you know, all the activities there, and I understand that we were supposed to have an indoor football team there. Is that still on?
That's still on. They are scheduled to kick that season off. I believe their first game is in May. I've got the schedule somewhere. But, yeah, they are still planning on doing that. I think right now they're currently still looking for some sponsors to help out the team and the costs associated with that. But they are definitely trying to still go through with that. I think they did have to push that back a little bit due to all the COVID stuff happening, but no, they're still planning it.
And of course, we've got all kinds of concerts that are possible. Let me take a commercial break right now, and then we'll come back and talk further with Cutter Chamberlain, who is a director of economic development for the town of Prescott Valley. We'll be back with more on the Thursday roundtable in just a moment. KQ&A, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, on Mars too, KQ&A.com.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Chicks. It looks like we've finally seen the light at the end of this pandemic tunnel. It's not over yet, but there are enough encouraging signs that we can look forward to a bright future in the not-too-distant future. Of all the things that portend this long-awaited renewal, baby chicks are high on the list. They have long given meaning to new life and start arriving at all five Olson stores in the beginning of March. For a schedule of chick arrivals by store, species, and breed, go to olsonsgrain.com. And by the way, we won't leave you hanging wondering where to get all the stuff to feed them, house them, and keep them warm and healthy. We have all that stuff, too. We even have a Facebook Live Flock Talk on February 18th, mark that down, at 6 p.m. with Rachel Lewis, our Purina Livestock Specialist. She'll cover how to give your flock a good start, and if you tune in and ask questions, she'll enter you into a drawing to win items for your babies. Let's look forward to the second coming of the Roaring Twenties and start them out right with baby chicks from Olson's. Good enough just isn't.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Hey, pleased to have with us Cutter Chamberlain, who is the Economic Development Director for the town of Prescott Valley. Been in place for a month?
Yeah, a little over a month.
Well, you're just kind of settled in there real nice.
Trying to be.
Trying to find out who's, you know, are you meeting to death, or are you able to control that a little bit?
It's okay. What's happening is I think what happened is the position was vacant for, you know, quite a while, and I think so when I finally got in here, I think everybody was anticipating, you know, somebody being in this position. Oh yeah, exactly. Here you go. Oh, yep. And I got bombarded with emails and information right off the bat, you know, and so going through it all and, like you said, getting settled in. So
one of the people that retired last month, Larry Tarkowski, I hope he kind of helps you out a little bit.
Oh man, I'm so bummed. You know, that was really one of the selling points for taking this position up here is getting to meet Larry and thinking that was going to be my direct boss. You know, I was going to work right underneath him. He is a fantastic person. And, and so like I found out before I even started my first day. So when I showed up and saw him, I said, don't tell me the rumors are true. And he said, yeah, unfortunately, you know, he's been doing it a long time, but, Ryan is sitting in for him right now and Ryan's doing a fantastic job already. So
well, it's nice to have someone that kind of paves the way for you.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
But you came in and like you said, the job has not been very active for a while. What are some of the first things that you had to do to kind of get your bearings?
A lot of it was updating a lot of the data and demographic information that Ben had compiled before. You know, a lot of it was sitting from 2019. I know 2020 was kind of a dormant year for a lot of things, but since I got here, that's been one of my first things is compiling all that new information. You know, 2020 went by and nothing was kind of done you know, in terms of demographics and all the information that these retail businesses are looking for, because they want specifics. They want to know how much traffic is going through on 69 and 89A and, you know, what our population is and what is the, you know, household income and things like that, information like that. So really that was where I started, was updating all of that information. A lot of things have been going on, and so it's very different, but that's something we had to kind of have ready to go.
This is something you had to do in Yuma. What is the similarity, if any, between Yuma and Prescott Valley?
Oh, geez, it is so far different than.
Obviously, agricultural down there.
Agriculture, yes. We have two military bases down there. We have a Marine Corps air station that's just flying. It's the busiest air station in the nation. I mean, and you can hear it. It's unbelievable. And then we have the Yuma Proving Grounds, which is an Army base just north there of Yuma. And they do all kinds of testing out there, fire testing, aerostats, drones, you name it. So a lot of busy stuff going on there. Yuma is quite a bit of an older town. They struggle a little bit with their economic development, kind of, you know, looking for new areas. If you've ever been there, there is called the Foothills, which is just east of Yuma there, going towards Phoenix off the interstate, and that place is just blown up. It's almost like a mirror to, you know, Prescott Valley compared to Prescott. It's just it's blown up out there.
Because I don't drive that way anymore. But, you know, if we were going to go to San Diego, a lot of times we'd go down through Yuma.
Yep.
And
right through the interstate. Yeah.
That's amazing. But our growth here would seem is a little more progressive.
Yes.
A little easier to take.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, definitely up here, and I think too for my position, you know, up here, this is an easy sell in my book. I know the area is a little smaller, but if you include the whole Quad City area, which I always do, because if it benefits us or benefits our neighbors, Chino, Dewey, you know, it does.
Yeah.
It really benefits the whole trade area, and so. To me, this is a sought-after place to live.
Cutter, when you're introduced to somebody at a Chamber of Commerce mixer or you know some social event, mm-hmm. and what people say, you know what we really need here? What is it we really need here?
Like I said, I said earlier, I think the grocery store is something that
that would be on Highway 69 towards Dewey.
Hopefully there or even on 89A, you know, off of Viewpoint over there. So that's kind of the areas we would hope. But all I can do is kind of encourage them. Yeah.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And at the end of the day, they're going to tell me where they want to land. It's totally their business. But yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to, you know, push them out. I don't want to really get them along grocery store, you know, row right here. Technically, you got Fry's, Walmart. I'd like to spread it out a little bit. Especially for those people, like I said, I think there's double the amount of people down in the Dewey-Humboldt area that are, you know, don't have their own grocery store. They're going to have to come all the way to town. So,
and what other things do people say we need? For example, do we have plenty of water?
Well, that's John's department, and he is constantly working on that.
Who's
and
John? Who's John?
John, he's our water resource manager. He's parked here.
Can I pick on him?
Yeah, you can pick on him anytime, you know, John. And no, I mean, he does a fantastic job. I think we're doing okay. You know, water is definitely a sore subject for people down in the valley. Even Yuma, oh my gosh, they have so much agriculture. They require so much water down there. I think up here, I think we're doing okay. Our water usage has been dropping over the years, which is good. And so even, I mean, even with the population growing, I think that we've been more conservative when it comes to that. So I think we're doing good.
And you'd mentioned the fact that more recreational activities for the young people as a possibility.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. I think there's a huge group of the younger generation that does, you know, once they get of age and stuff, they, you know, flood down to the valley and different things like that. And
yeah, we want them to stay home.
Yes, we want them to stay here, especially, you know, with all the different programs that Yavapai College offers, and you got Embry-Riddle out here. I mean, there's opportunities for them to, you know, fulfill their educational needs here and stay in town. You know, that's what we want.
We're happy to see that the airport that is at the Prescott Airport, so to speak, has really increased its activity and has a new terminal opening up next month. This must also affect your economic development, too.
Yes, and I definitely mention that to any businesses I'm talking to, because that is a big deal for them to be able to fly directly into their location and not have to have a, you know, super long commute. And the one big thing I really, really push is our proximity to Phoenix. I think with these big organizations, I mean, that's huge for them. If they even do have a place down in there, they could literally drive up the day, do what they need, go back home and see our place. So that's where I'm going to put my main focus. I know, dare I say, you know, ask California and Southern California if they have any businesses too, but that is the way it's going. If you look up any of the data from everybody moving there, businesses are flocking out of California and looking for a place to land. It's too expensive for them to operate there, so it's only better for our community. I know some people are like, oh, they want to keep this area small.
Yeah.
And I totally get it. I do. I love small towns. And like I said, I grew up here when it was tiny. But it's just the way things go, the future. And it'll only benefit our community in the long run.
Well, I guess the main thing is, and your goal, of course, is to have the growth be contained and programmed so that it's not willy-nilly and...
Yes, exactly, yep.
Any big companies you're talking to lately?
Not really. Disclose it anyways, even if I could. No, yeah. I did hit up, you know, like I remember when there was a Bashes here at the Frontier Village. You know, I've reached out to them to see if they had any interest. There's also a new grocery store chain that is, well, not new for the rest of the United States, but it is new for Arizona. It's called Aldi, and then they have four locations in the Phoenix area that just opened up in 2020. So, you know, even with the COVID stuff going on, they didn't care. They opened up all those businesses, and they're doing good. They are opening up a few more, and they've told me that they will be looking out into the smaller markets after those few places open up down there. So I'm on her list, and I'm going to keep pestering her until...
That's what I do it. Cutter, is there anything else you want to say before we close off this interview?
Just really that I'm just pleased to be here. I really want to do everything I can for the community and definitely, you know, promote this town. This is a great, I mean, this is a fantastic place.
I can tell from your enthusiasm you're thrilled to be here.
Yeah, oh, I am. Like I said, I love the weather, especially compared to where I just came from, you know.
Oh, yeah. I just love it up here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was brutal down there. I went from one extreme and, you know, slivered back up here because, like I said, to me, and when I get asked questions about this area, that is one thing that I push is the fact that our weather, I think, compared to anywhere else, I don't think you could get it any better. I mean, Flagstaff is too cold, you know, for me and for some people, and then Phoenix is a little too hot, so I think right here...
We're happy.
Yes, absolutely.
Cutter, thank you so much for being with us today. I hope to meet you again sometime soon.
All right, thanks for having me.
That's going to wrap things up. Stay tuned for the great one, Mark Levin, and then at 7 o'clock we have Coyotes Hockey against the Kings of Los Angeles. This is KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, around the world, and other great cities, KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.